Good morning.
Good morning.
So many movies begin with a main character who seems insignificant, used and abused. And then something happens. He learns martial arts, becomes a computer whiz, or gains special powers by some accident. So he takes control of his life. The implication is that all of us are insignificant until we assert ourselves over others, until we take control and dominion. Being a macho man as a claim for significance has been standard fare ever since Cain killed Abel. But listen to what Jesus says in Philippians chapter 2. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Jesus calls us to find our eternal significance, not in asserting ourselves over others, nor in anger, revenge, or dominance, but in our union with him. He describes that union with a beautiful analogy of the vine in John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. And listen to what he now emphasizes in verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So what's he emphasizing? Abide, right? Urgently. He calls us 3 times in this one verse, 10 times in verses 1 to 10. To abide in him, preserving our union with Jesus. So, does it depend on us and our work? Whoa. Is Jesus teaching Baptist-style decision theology? If our salvation were to depend upon our abiding, our work, we would all have to despair. I have not been as faithful as I should have been. The alternative would be a Pharisaic pride that assumes I am good enough, and indeed is then in danger of being cut off and cast into the fire. But let's go back to verses 1 and 2. I am the true vine. Every branch in me. Branches don't just grow out of nothing on their own and then decide to attach themselves to a vine. It's the vine that produces the branches. And it's only attached to the vine that we receive the nutrition that we need to abide, to grow, to bear fruit. Listen again to verse 4 and notice that the actual emphasis is not on abide, but on the vine. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. In fact, all 10 commands in verses 1 to 10 to abide put the emphasis on the vine, on Jesus. The emphasis on our union with Him that alone enables every fruit. What an amazing union that is then. How easily we take it for granted. This is the union that provides every good thing. True significance that we can enjoy. Verse 3, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Jesus is the one who gives us all spiritual life through His word, making you clean through the forgiveness of all your sins. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. That may be startling, but yes, without him we are nothing. But with him we have been given this out of the world, amazing union with the holy, almighty, eternal God. Verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Yes, without him we are such nothing that we deserved only to be fuel for the fire. Dried up branches crackling in the flames. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. He gives the nourishment through his word to go on abiding. He gives the guidance through his word to walk on that straight and narrow path that leads to life. He gives all the resources we need in answer to prayer. Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Listen, Jesus is assuring you that his Father is pleased with your fruits of faith. Now that's eternal significance. Verses 9 and 10. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And so he also gives you the assurance that he has loved you so much that he made you part of his vine and will sustain you. Here's the union that nothing else in the world can provide. And so as the Apostle John writes in his epistle, my little children, abide in him, that we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him when he returns. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 465, stanzas 1 and 2.